So what we have in breast cancer, there are various interventions you can offer to modify future disease risk, but clearly, in this case, rather than future disease risk, future disease mortality, because screening doesn't reduce the risk of breast cancer, it actually increases the risk of breast cancer. But let's think about X-ray mammography as an intervention you might employ and use your risk profiling. Worth remembering, although people talk about population screening programs, of course, screening programs are never population-based because for breast cancer, the first test we apply is the test of age. And if you are under the age of 50 or soon to be under the age of 47, you don't pass the test and you don't get offered mammography. And the same is true for colorectal cancer screening. There's an age criterion. So they're not population-based. And with breast cancer, not only do we apply age, but we also apply sex. And so for the half of the population, you're not eligible no matter what your age. So they're not population-based. They shouldn't be called population-based screening programs. So we apply a test, and we love to talk about, you know, issues around the sensitivity, but broadly speaking, this test of age has a sensitivity of 80%, because 20% of breast cancers occur in women under the age of 50. So you're not going to get them. You're not going to be including them in your screening program. So the test we apply now is far from perfect, but people, on the whole, are very comfortable with the idea that we should use age as a stratifying measure. So remember that. Stratifying on risk is not something that is unacceptable either to professionals or to the public. We do it now.